Welcome to the May 5th service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service today is led by a guest speaker, Andrew Neal, and the title of his presentation is Hopes Alive in Singing. The podcast begins with a reflection written by UUC member Christine Reed and read by Worship Associate Earl Irwin.
At this point in the service, the original plan was that Christine Reed was going to be here to speak to us a reflection she has written herself about the importance of NAMI in her life. Unfortunately, Christine is ill this morning, and so I'm going to fill in for her. NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, has had a place in Christine's heart for a long time. As some of you may know, her older brother was diagnosed with schizophrenia in the 1960s. That was a time when mothers were blamed for the illness, and Christine's mom was devastated and guilt-ridden. When her parents had initially found the courage to seek help, a psychologist told them to send him back to high school, for he was experiencing normal teenage turbulence. Christine's parents had no support system, no one with whom to share the horrific experience of their son's mental breakdown. Somehow, Christine's mother eventually found NAMI, and it was a godsend to her. Her involvement grew through the years, and she eventually moved into leadership, advocacy, and activism. She facilitated a support group, addressed classes of nursing students, attended trainings and conferences, testified in the state capitol to affect laws, and worked in myriad ways to spread NAMI's message of hope. She came a long, long way. This is Christine's mother's story, but is it also Christine's? She and her sister grew up witnessing their mother's transformation and the support NAMI offered their family. NAMI, all the while, was educating them and transforming their lives through their mother. A few years ago, a small group of dedicated individuals in this congregation had a dream of establishing a new NAMI affiliate here in the New River Valley. Christine was thrilled to hear this and knew it was time to get involved. There were many hoops to jump through to become official because NAMI runs a tight ship. But it is a good ship, ensuring a high quality of programs, and it's a charity given a top rating by the American Institute of Philanthropy. Please visit the NAMI table in the foyer so you can learn about our local programs and become a member. Our affiliate is a growing community of friends with big hearts. It's obvious that since its humble grassroots beginning in 1979, NAMI has grown with integrity and professionalism. NAMI's mission to provide support and non-judgmental acceptance for all, regardless of where they are on their journey, is balm for the suffering. The statistics show that one out of every four or five persons will have experienced some kind of mental health issue in their lifetimes. This is significant. Now, along with a NAMI member, we're going to introduce our speaker. Although Christine cannot be with us this morning, I'm joined by another member of NAMI,
I'm Laura Boyd, a member of NAMI New River Valley, and I'm really happy to be here this morning to introduce our speaker, Andrew Neal.
Christine and Laura traveled to Richmond together last June to represent our New River Valley affiliate at a state NAMI conference. The conference included a special presentation, The Story of Andrew Neal and the Healing Power of Music. Andrew is a talented musician and a person of lived experience with mental health challenges. He has authored the only full album of music ever recorded in a state psychiatric hospital. In his presentation this morning, Andrew will tell his story, talk about the importance of music to his health and wellness, and play some of the songs he wrote.
Christine and I were not alone in feeling the powerful effect that Andrew Neal's story had at the conference. It is a very personal story that moved us deeply. It's a story that nudges us toward a better understanding of the trauma of mental illness and the greater compassion for the struggle of recovery. Andrew's story provides proof of the wisdom in never giving up hope for a brighter tomorrow. We wanted to bring Andrew here to the New River Valley so he could share his story with you. And we thank you, Andrew, for so graciously accepting our invitation.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm very humbled to be able to speak to you today. So as you know, my name's Andrew Neal, and today I'm going to share with you beautiful people some songs I wrote from my heart and my struggles with mental illness that epitomize the power of hope. You know, in the beginning, God said, "Let there be light." And to me, light is a form of hope. I believe all things beautiful begin with hope. And my recovery from mental illness is indeed beautiful, and it began with hope. So I'd like to start off by playing a song called Hope. And I'm going to ask, perhaps you all can sing along the chorus with me if you feel inclined. It's really simple. It's just one word, and it's hope. It goes, oh, 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 oh. You can try it a little bit. Oh, 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 oh. Okay, it's pretty simple. So here it goes. It's called Hope. Delicate, so free. Face of an angel. A little bit of she makes smiles hard to strangle. She threw away my knife. Lips are my dope. She makes me high off life. Her name is Hope. Way more than emotion. It's much more than a vibe. Where teardrops meet the ocean. Where stars and us collide, collide, collide. Way more than a feeling. Something that you breathe goes hand in hand with
appealing. You are what you believe. You are what you believe. You are what you believe. So
so much. That was the first time I ever interacted with a crowd singing a song before, so that was pretty awesome. Yeah, thank you. Well, on April 29th, 2009, I got in a pretty terrible car crash. I still have some scars, and I suffered a traumatic brain injury. Now, this brain injury unleashed a fury of mental impairments, and in the following years, I was diagnosed as having schizoaffective disorder, bipolar disorder, and complex post-traumatic stress disorder. But being a former Division I athlete at the prestigious United States Military Academy, these labels were hard to accept, but that all changed one rainy summer day. I'd like to invite my father, Ray, up here and play a song called Rain Song, and then I'll get more into my story and fill it out. But we wrote this song together in a park when I was institutionalized, and on weekends I would go out on passes. And I would just go into the parks for a couple of hours with my dad and make some songs. So it was very special times in my life. So this song is called Rain Song, and I hope you like it.
Before we start real quick, one of the things that we would go visit Andrew when he was hospitalized, when he was first hospitalized. And one of the early visits, Andrew looked at me and he said, Dad, he says, you know, you have songs in your heart too, and you really need how to, you need to learn how to play the guitar. So when I get out of here, we can write songs together. And that's what we did, and like you said, we go to the park, and I'd start strumming on a chord sequence that I'm teaching myself, and all of a sudden Andrew says, where's a piece of paper and a pen? And that's how this song happened. Called Rain.
A cold wind blows that everyone knows. Who to trust? Who to trust? See, there's a rose that grows inside of us, inside of us. Where there are thorns, there is pain. My only friend is the rain. Rain, 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 rain. Rain, 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 rain. Petals red, just like the sky. A storm's a brewing, clouds need to cry. Bloodhound's nose, sniffing at my toes. Eternal rose that grows inside of us. Inside of us. Where there are thorns, there is pain. My only friend is the rain. Rain, 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 rain. rain, 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 rain. A cold wind blows that everyone knows who to trust. Who to trust?
So who to trust, who to trust? With my deteriorating mental state, trusting others was getting more and more difficult. It was a rainy summer day, and I had been awake for about 3.5 days. I was manic. In my driveway, I'll always remember, there was a turtle. Perhaps God was telling me to slow down, for my mind was racing faster than a cheetah. I decided to make some music, and that's when the lack of sleep really caught up with me. I had long hair back then, as I do now, and I mistook the hair for other people that were around me, and my reality was becoming kind of distorted. I thought these people were trying to stop me from making music. I yelled, "Get away, get away." This triggered a fight-or-flight response, and unfortunately, I chose to fight that day. I punched these people, aka I punched huge holes in the walls. The noise of me yelling and punching the walls caused my younger brother Kyle to come downstairs and see what was going on. I was now in the kitchen, and my mom and younger brother Kyle were both there. I believe that my mom and Kyle were imposters, wearing suits that looked like my mom and brother, but underneath they were other hostile people. I didn't think that they were my real family. My thoughts were racing, and I saw a knife, and before I knew it, I tried to rip one of their suits to prove that, in fact, they were imposters and not my real family. I stabbed my brother Kyle in the arm. When I saw the blood, I was shocked, because I was expecting to see fluffy material from the suit. I dropped the knife and just wanted to go to sleep. The biggest nightmare of my life had just begun. It was my Van Gogh moment. Anyone who is among the living has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion, Ecclesiastes 9:4. Even though this was the darkest time of my life, this scripture served as a lighthouse guiding me out of the storm. I was like a dog, and I still had hope, though. This psychotic episode was like my mind erupting like a volcano. And even though volcanoes cause, you know, a lot of destruction, the remaining volcanic ash provides a lot of nutrients for soil, which can pave the way for future growth. So I was focusing on my future growth. Because of the eruption, I would finally receive treatment and therapy that I needed. I would start a new life and rise from the ashes. But the first step was living my apology and taking responsibility for my actions. The next step would be receiving forgiveness from Kyle, my family, myself, and God. If you forgive others, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14. This song is called Sorry Kyle, and it's my way of kind of coming to grips with all this episode and what happened, and making sense of it. And this song is actually on my album called Merry-Go-Round Outside. Much more life. There's much more life. There's much more life. There's much more, much more, much more. There's much more life. I won't waste it. Hope's in the air,
swear I can taste it. Last night I cried, now I smile. Jekyll and Hyde, I'm sorry, Kyle. Sorry, Kyle, sorry. Sorry, Kyle, 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 sorry, Kyle, sorry. Ladybug on the wall told a secret about us all. Shooting star leaves a scar, leaves a scar across the sky. Make a wish and never let it die. Shooting star leaves a scar. Drop the knife in disbelief. My mind was gold and there was a thief. Van Gogh moment, sad and true. Could never say sorry enough to you. Could never say sorry enough to you. You, you. There's much more life. There's much more life. There's much more life. I won't waste it. Hope's in the air. Swear I can taste it. Last night I cried, now I smile. Jekyll and Hyde, I'm sorry, Kyle. Sorry, Kyle, sorry. Sorry, Kyle, sorry, Kyle, sorry. Sorry, Kyle, sorry, Kyle, sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I would end up spending 8 months in jail before receiving sustained mental health treatment I needed. And in a way, I'm kind of thankful for that tribulation and that difficulty, because it did make me a stronger person. It's almost like, you know, the hotter the, you know, like the temperature in the furnace, the harder the steel emerges. And it really created in me a heart of appreciation. You know, I appreciate the sunset and being able to walk outside and just eat good food and be with loved ones. You know, you appreciate things when they're taken away from you. It's like I was born again when I walked out of that jail, you know, after 8 months in maximum restrictive unit, a cell like the size of this stage for 23 hours. It was tough, but I'm just thankful I got through it, you know. So sometimes, you know, blessings come in disguises. That's all I got to say about that. But anyways, I would end up spending 8 months in jail before receiving sustained mental health treatment that I needed. In a way, I kind of felt like Jonah in a whale's belly all alone. And those days being locked away were very dark and filled with despair. I cried every day, but it created in me a heart of appreciation. I am blessed because my parents, including Kyle, they never gave up on me. They loved me unconditionally. Love never fails is my favorite verse found in Corinthians, and I wrote a song about love called Drum Song, which is going to be on my new upcoming album.
Love is in the air. So is in your heart. So find it and play your part. Love is the key that unlocks the door. Everybody is what everybody's for. Everybody is what everybody's for.
Everybody is what everybody for is what everybody's for. Mental illness, that's the last thing you believe when you're in a full-blown psychotic episode or when your symptoms are kind of spewing out. You know, you kind of think everyone's against you, you know, and the world's closing in. So it's a beautiful thing to realize that we're all in this together and we all love each other and stuff. So, but to me, mental illness, for me, in many ways, it tries to divide and conquer me. And what I mean is it twists my mind and it makes me not trust other people like my loved ones. It makes me isolate and not experience love. I thought my brother was an imposter wearing a suit, and fear conquered my mind. I came up with a helpful acronym that helps me prioritize my life, and it's called WIN, What is Necessary. So what is necessary? For me, it's necessary for all of us to lean on each other and love each other. Together, I think we win, and together we're stronger, and together we don't lose ourselves to fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. I'll end with a song called Divide and Conquer, and pray that all of God's children can live a verse from the song, I love you and I love me.
Well, what the hell, what the hell, what the hell's going on? Beautiful children fear they don't belong. Round, round, round the world goes. There's a dirty secret everybody knows. And it's a divide and conquer. I can't take it any longer. Be the change you wish to see. I love you and I love me. Wondering, wondering what will happen next. Will Lady Liberty ever have sex? When the rich wage war, the poor die. Everybody wants a piece of the pie. Divide and conquer. Together we are stronger. Be the change you wish to see. I love you and I love me.